This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the fourth day of February 2016. Welcome to this night's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Phil Hudock about something in a minute. We're going to discuss something that's happened with his friend, Thomas Diggin, and the danger that Thomas is in right now. Don't go away. Phil Hudock is a man that, oh my gosh, to say he's been the right hand of this ministry is like saying the ocean is a big pond of water. He's been with us for a lot of years, recorded a lot of sermons and things before we ever knew we were going to do radio shows or publicize them, I should say, put them out in public. He started recording sermons when I was pastoring a little chapel in Huttonsville near where he lives. And he's also done all of our DVDs for the seminars. He's helped film the seminars. He's done most work seminars. He's been with us for a long time. And he's taken a stand beside us, and thank God he's been there for us. If he hadn't been there, folks, you would have hardly anything what you have as far as our teachings available on DVD, our live streaming for the Bible study. And by the way, folks, have Bible study again this week, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. If you want to join us, you can, and I hope you will. If you go to livestream.com, and type in Pastor Butch or Call to Decision, you can watch us live on your computer, 11:30 a.m. Saturday morning. I'll give out a phone number tomorrow night. You can call us and also. But we'll be back in church this week at 11:30, doing some more current events and finish up a lesson I started last week entitled, How Shall We Live Then? And Phil Hudock, are you there?
I'm here, Butch. We've come a long way.
We have come a long way, Phil. Since the first time I met you in Daly at a rally there, God and Country Rally, you were there and filmed the thing, and we've come a long way. And by the blessings of our Almighty Father in heaven, I had the honor to lead you to Christ in my brother's front room a long time ago, and you grabbed a hold, and you ain't turned loose, have you?
Well, you wouldn't let me.
Well, you come a long ways, and you've seen something, Phil, that you didn't see before, and that this battle is not a physical constitution battle. It's a spiritual battle, isn't it?
You've probably heard me say that, you know, when I first met you, it was like, well, here's a preacher. He really knows what's going on, and he's pro-gun and everything. I just wish he quit talking about Jesus. And the Constitution is not the foundation. The Creator is the foundation, and every day is a gift of God. The Constitution was not even perfect. It was a gift that man, you know, had the intelligence and to make and everything, and it wasn't perfect, not near perfect, Butch. But
no. But yeah. It worked as long as the men were moral that were, we'll say, living it. But once man lost their direction and started following their will, it's all fell apart since then.
We don't have a government of by and for the people. We have a government of by and for the corporations, and of course. What's always the bottom line for corporations, Butch?
Well, it's the bottom line.
It's the money, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's the root of all evil? It's a big club. You ain't in it, and they like to rub your nose in it.
But Phil, let's be honest now. They've done well by us now. They let us have our little benefits. They let us have our HUD housing and our food stamps and our Social Security checks and all this stuff. They watched over us now. So people aren't squealing too loud because you're still getting sopped every day.
But if you look around, you see some people getting persecuted.
Uh-huh.
That's a red flag that is coming.
It is coming. It's already here, but as long as the sop keeps falling in the trough, most of them are not going to look up. They don't really care.
You and I know raising livestock, that's how you do it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And you've been trying to help a man that you've known of quite a while who's in prison right now for absolutely no valid reason. But he's still in prison. Tell us about that real quickly, Phil, and what's going on.
He's a whistleblower. You don't find very many people that'll spend thousands of hours and hundreds of dollars to take a case to the West Virginia Supreme Court, do you? Most criminals don't do that, do they? You ever heard of one? You know?
No, not really. Go ahead. I ain't laughing at you, but I'm just thinking of what. Yeah, you're right. It's like criminals going asking for a gun permit.
Exactly.
And, you know,
Thomas, he didn't have to do that. He knew he was going in territory. Gene and I knew the same thing. Thomas said from day one, I'm going to try to protect you and Gene as much as I could. Well, unfortunately, we saw what they've done to him because he's dangerous. He's dangerous to a system. When you expose, when you turn a light on these cockroaches is a good name.
Well, like that song, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong.
Absolutely. Even Judge Napolitano said that. You know, he said a lot of things that are indicative of where we are today. So, yeah, I'm going to give out a few dates and things on a website, and I would want people to write these down because we're coming up to the wire, Butch. The system, well, just to give you an example, they arrested the wrong man. It isn't his name. They
right.
had the address wrong. They had the charge wrong. Do you realize just those, just one of those three things is enough to throw out the paperwork? It's deficient paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the government, they're above the law. Well, they are the law.
Yes.
See? And we're the peons. We're the servants. They're the masters. We're supposed to be the private sector. They're supposed to be the public sector, but they've turned it around and turned their cameras on us, and don't talk about them. And then when they hijack our government and they take oaths as foreign agents, and then they say, somebody's trying to overthrow the government? How can you overthrow a hijacked government? That's a good question.
That is a good question.
So we have a travesty of justice here. We have a whistleblower. We have a person who took a risk, knew it was a risk, but said, we're going to lose everything. Main thing I've always said in this, I believe my calling in this endeavor, and that was to always bring this back to, it's a moral meltdown. It's a spiritual battle.
Yes.
And I like waking people up. If you think you're going to win without getting your act together, without building a house on the rock instead of the sand, then you're insane.
You are insane. And what a crying shame to fight this beast all your life and then lose your soul on top of that.
Absolutely. We have given some people some truth, and only the truth will set you free. The worst slavery there is to be living a lie. And I feel sorry for some of these dupes and some of these knowing dark side demonic entities, because they're going to pay. There's a payday coming, and
it's
going to be,
yes.
You know, it's going to be hell for them. Hell on earth is going to be bad, but that's not anything compared to God's punishment system.
No, it's not.
And he's got the greatest reward system. So every day is a gift of God. I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to trust in Him. Nothing's going to happen without His will, you know. So you pray that if it be your will, Lord, make this happen, make that happen. It's just sad that so many people are ruled by fear, Butch.
I know that. Yes, absolutely ruled by fear. They are, and it's natural to the human nature to be that way, Phil. It's hard to rock the boat when you're unsure of what's holding you in the boat.
Yeah, but you can't be totally in the flesh, can you, Butch?
No, you cannot. You cannot do anything totally in the flesh. Oh, you can, but it's going to be wrong every time.
And fear is not of the Lord, is it?
No, it is not.
So, and I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. For me to limit God, that'd be pretty stupid, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, at the last hearing, there were five people there. A room that could hold 40, 50 people, and five people showed up, including his mother, Gene, myself, and two other people. Does that mean that the vast majority don't care or are apathetic or ignorant? I think so, or fearful.
I think you're right. Fearful is one of them. Hang on to the break, okay, Phil? Folks, back at the break. We'll talk to Phil a little longer. If you want to put any comments in, you're welcome to 855-242-8824. Thomas Diggin is literally, I think, fighting right now for his life, not just jail time, but his life.
Now, let's hear what he has to say today. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Butch Paul.
All right, folks, we are back in talking to Phil Hudock, and he's putting together very quickly here what's happened to his friend Thomas Diggin and what kind of danger I think he's in. This is my opinion. I can't prove this, of course. But they arrested a man on totally trumped-up charges. They've had farces for hearings. The last hearing, as you heard Phil say, well, I'll let you go ahead and tell what happened and what's going on, Thomas.
Well, basically, we've had obstruction of justice from day one, and the last hearing we just had, which was 56 minutes long, the judge attacked Thomas's ability to even defend himself. He said that his writings are ramblings. Of course, his writings were good enough to put the Supreme Court in dishonor. The judge, see, uses words like appear, understand, represent, and to most people, they think appear means just to be there, understand means you comprehend, and represent means you're just there to present information. However, appear, understand, and represent mean a totally different thing to them, okay, because they're fictions. They're corporations. And corporations are man-made things. They're not real. And if you look up fiction, the definition actually says it can be false, but you can't prove that it's false. That's the definition of their club, okay? And to appear, well, that's what ghosts do, right?
Right.
To understand means to stand under. That's why the judge sits up high and everybody else is at a lower level, because they're standing under the judge. And to represent, and this is something we fought from day one, Butch, and that is the Supreme Court kept trying to say we were pro se. Well, you know, I've learned, you know, I taught physics, and I understood the law of gravity. What I didn't understand was the legal jargon that they use. And really, I didn't even understand the Constitution. You know that I didn't understand the Bible until I met you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They wanted to say that we were representing ourselves. We are ourselves. When you represent something, it's like the thing that most people have that they think is the title to their car. It's just a certificate.
That's right.
They think they have money. That just represents money. It isn't even redeemable in money, is it, Butch?
No, it's not.
So basically, this judge is telling Thomas Deegan that he doesn't understand the English language. Well, it's the English language as is in the Black's Law Dictionary. Thomas is using real language. He's a real person, and the judge is simply trying to railroad him, as many, 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 many people. That's why we have the largest prison population in the world.
And by the way, folks, 95% of the people in prison have not had a trial yet. That's true in the field.
That's absolutely true, and it's because basically they threaten you. You know that they can do pretty much whatever they
exactly,
want.
Exactly.
They give you a deal where they say, well, plead guilty and we'll give you a year or two.
Yeah, you put in 6 months, a year, and we'll turn you loose and drop the major charge.
Yeah.
Even though they're not guilty of anything. So what happened at the last hearing? What's Thomas' status right now?
They tried to have the hearing, but Thomas hadn't been given the information that he was being charged with until 10 minutes before. So, fortunately, there was a postponement, and on the 19th, they plan to send him to prison on the 19th. You know, will there be more than five people there? You know, will the judge see that, well, hey, people really don't care? That's my question.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't like to be exposed, and of course, my job, Butch, is to expose.
That's going to be in Parkersburg again?
Yeah, and they have more dates and things to share with the people here.
All right, okay. Folks, hang on through the break, and I think I'm going to go to the 19th myself at all possible. I'd like for y'all to think about it also, to go with us. Let's show up to 30, 40 people, see what happens. Right at the break, don't go away.
Thanks. Now, back to Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Folks, we are back. Had a gentleman ask me the other day, he said, Pastor, do you really carry a pistol? Well, Phil, I'll let you answer the question. Do I carry a pistol?
Yes, you do. It's .357, I believe.
Yes, it is. It's a Rossi stainless steel.
Yep.
It's on my hip when you see me in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, folks, I don't just say it. I really do it. I'm not going to preach what I don't live. No, that's just a fact. Now, Phil, what happened to him, and what are the plans now?
Well, like I said, the 19th, the judge could very well, and most likely will, if he can get away with it, he's going to send Thomas to prison for up to 5 years. And this is a vindictive judge. He's sending him there for violating home confinement. We don't really know how he violated home confinement because he never left home or anything. And he was supposed to be released in July. However, this same judge didn't put him on the docket, and he was arrested in September. So you've got someone here who is vindictive. This judge wants to put a feather in his cap. He's about ready to retire. On the 19th, he plans to send Thomas to prison. So I want as many people there as we can possibly get.
Absolutely. And folks, I intend to be there, too, if at all possible. I really do. I truly do. And I would love for y'all to meet some of us. I'd like to meet some of y'all listening to this program from all over the state and anywhere else want to come and join us. Love to meet you in Parkersburg. But we'll discuss that later on as we get down to the time, what certain time be there. I'd love to meet you, shake your hands, and have you join us in this courtroom. Go ahead, Phil.
And they've played all kinds of shenanigans simply because they know they can get away with it because the people aren't holding them accountable. They aren't watching them. They aren't exposing them. That's what I do best is to videotape, to make videos, put them on YouTube. And as a matter of fact, when I put the last hearing on YouTube, the local TV station, because I tried to get permission to videotape. You know, I have press credentials gave me. This judge wouldn't give me permission. There's only one TV station that was allowed to videotape. And when I took their footage and tried to help spread the news, they filed a copyright claim against me, and now my YouTube is temporarily disabled until I go to copyright school. So this is what we're dealing with, Butch. And on the 13th and 14th, I'm taking my Jeep with the 2.5-foot speaker on top. The 13th and 14th, that's going to be Saturday and Sunday, and I'm taking that big head, Obama head, 7 foot tall, just to get people's attention, and I'm going to be driving around Wood County, and I'm going to be exposing what the local paper and the local TV station will not expose, will not say. Let's get some truth out there. Let's tell the people what's really going on. At least they can't claim ignorance anymore. They can still claim apathy, but they can't claim ignorance. For 2 days, I'm going to be traveling the back roads mainly of Wood County, because you know if I go into corporate limits, you know, they have ordinances, you know. Of course, they don't like free speech.
That's the feel you can have in a free speech zone.
Well, isn't it sad that we have a university that has free speech only in certain locations?
We should be proud. WVU just added a he, she, it bathroom. Two of them.
He, she,
yeah.
It?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You can be anything you want to be and go in there. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know what's kind of neat is that our friend Josh Super, who is a professor there, has had me speak to his class on government, and I'm going to speak to two more classes this spring that he has. You know, he's already offered. So, you know, I got a big mouth, Butch.
Yeah.
Real big mouth.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yep. You've had a good mentor on that some ways, I guess. But anyway.
Well, I just don't speak as fast as you do, Butch.
Well, I can get a lot in an hour, see.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, let's take a phone call. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Matt, come on in and join us. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, good evening, fellas.
Good evening.
I just have a dumb question for Phil. Phil, from what I've been reading and understanding lately, this is all about jurisdiction, and if you're the U.S. citizen, 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, then they basically own you. They can railroad you and do whatever they want to in these administrative courts. Is that true?
That is true, and what's interesting here is Thomas expatriated. He sent documents to the governor, to the Pope, to all kinds of authorities, okay, and he posted it publicly, and it is an 1868 a law. U.S. government says everyone has the right to expatriate, and he repatriated to the Creator as a mind, body, and spirit, a three-part being that God made, not a corporate fiction that man makes. So therefore, he shouldn't, you know, the judge really has no jurisdiction over him. However, they command power.
Right. They've got the badges, the guns, and the jails. They get away with pretty much whatever they want to. The reason why I was asking I don't know if you've heard about Tom Lacovara on Resurrect the Republic. He might be a good guy to reach out to give you some more information on how to fight this. I mean, if it's all documented, I'm sure that could be put into an evidence package and turned over to the judge, you know, to show the fact that he's a private citizen, not a U.S. citizen, therefore not in their jurisdiction.
He has filed over 200 pages of handwritten documents. I know because he sends them to me, and then I serve them, okay? And he asked the judge in the last hearing why he hasn't heard any response from over 20 documents, some of them as many as 30 pages long. The judge said they were unintelligible. He couldn't understand them. So the judge, and you can see this video on my website, spent 4 minutes after Thomas confronted him and said, show me evidence where my writings are ramblings, and the judge went through Thomas's paperwork and couldn't find anything. They believe Might is right.
Absolutely. I wish I was in the area. I'd love to be there for that case. But like I said, if you get a chance, try and reach out to Tom Lacovara, resurrectrepublic.com. Man, I tell you what, there's got to be some way. I heard one guy getting interviewed recently saying that he got a declaratory judgment that he was a private citizen. That may be our only option, because this all seems to stem from the birth certificate. And if we can get that corrected and get the declaratory judgment that we're private citizens, not U.S. citizens, then that could be game over for them. And I think they're starting to figure out people are understanding this jurisdiction and looking for the way out.
Phil, did you get the information for that gentleman he told you to look up? Did you get the information for it?
You know, I can get the recording.
Okay.
Sir,
okay.
You are right. You are absolutely right. That's something we need to do. We need to think over very carefully. Do we want to remove ourselves from participating in their system? We really need to think very seriously on that.
Okay, good call.
People don't understand the difference between legal and lawful. Lawful
no, they don't.
Is in accordance with God's law, and legal, if you read Black's Law or pre-1900 Encyclopedia Britannica, it says that legal is the undoing of God's law. So, yeah, anybody that wants to pledge allegiance to this system had better reevaluate and understand what law we're under.
Amen.
Good
Amen.
Call. Okay, right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Matt. But now the 19th is when they expect to sentence Thomas to 5 years or so in prison for nothing, basically.
That's right.
Okay. You will keep us posted on that, and you'll tell us what time and everything in the future, won't you? Okay, because I want to get people out there if we can.
Folks, keep that day open. And if you're not in West Virginia, you probably know someone close in Ohio, maybe, or Pennsylvania, or West Virginia.
Even across the border in Ohio, they can come if you want to.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was on a show, Butch, yesterday. It was called Battle of New Orleans. And, boy, those folks talk funny down there, I'll tell you. But the host is actually from Marietta, Ohio. Said he's going to come over on the 13th and help us with the caravan going through the county.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. And, folks, we'll keep you posted on that. And all those, if you're in Ohio, or just come on out and join us. Love to come and join us on the 19th and meet us at the courthouse. And love to meet y'all. Some of y'all listen to the program face-to-face and say hi to you. I intend on being there if the Lord allows me to be there at all. I intend on being there because we need to stand. This may be our last chance to help this guy. Phil, what do you want to say in closing?
I just give all the credit to the Lord. It is a spiritual battle. That's first and foremost. Everyone needs to decide what God's plan is in their own lives and what they're accountable for. Everyone needs to pick a battle.
Amen.
And take up the cross.
There's lots of dragons to slay. Pick the one you want, and I'll get another one.
Amen. Thank you, Butch.
Oh, you're welcome, Phil Hudock. And I'll see you, Lord willing, Saturday morning for Bible study in church. Are you enjoying the lesson so far?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I'm turning all the cameras on. And
and people still watch it with me there. It's hard to believe. Go ahead.
Everybody's invited.
Yeah, they are invited. And they can come and see us physically if they want to, because we only have like 9 people show up anyway. Plenty of room. All right, Phil, I will see you Saturday morning, Lord willing. Have a wonderful evening.
Love you, Butch. Take care.
I love you, too. Talk to you soon. Folks, we're going to take one more segment after this. If you want to call and say anything, you can, of course, at 855-242-8824. But this is a spiritual battle with spiritual discernment needed. And I certainly don't understand all the ins and outs of this. But I do know there's only one sovereign, and it ain't us. There's only one creator, and it's not our government. There's only one lawgiver, and it's not the U.S. Congress. There's only one savior, and it's not Social Security system. We have fallen into a snare of our own greed, our own lust, our own desires for easy living, and apathy and ignorance have destroyed us, our children's future, and judged our nation to hell. I'm guilty of that just like you are, so I'm not throwing stones. I said we. We've taken it. We've taken of the king's table, ate his dainties when the Lord God said it's better to cut your throat than do that, but we did it. If you can help us reach more people, we'd appreciate that. You do as our Father leads you to do. Okay? It's entirely up between you and Him. But we love you, and by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with Hope Online Friday. And we'll share some things with you then, too, and you can share with us. And good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.